Blog Talk Radio.
They claim we're brought from the bottom of hell. Cause the black is back and it's bound to sell. Picture us going out on the 4th of July. And if you heard me, we're celebrating as a worldwide lie. Yo, Chuck, the Fat Generals, man, trying to pull a 226 on you, G. Yo, man, show 'em what you got. Show 'em what you got.
This style seems wild. Wait before you treat me like a stepchild. Let me tell you why they got me on file. Cause I give you what you lack. Come right in, exact. Our status is a status, so I care where you're at. Black, and at home, I got a call from Tony Rome. The FBI was tapping.
What up, my people? Yo, it's a special edition of the 924 Network. It's your boy Jay Flizzle, Jay Floyd. Breaking news. Bill Cosby admitted in a 2005 deposition that he picked up Quaaludes to give the young women in order to have sex. And I'm pissed off and I'm disappointed. And I'm pissed off for multiple reasons. So I had to get on the air and talk to my friends and family about this and just say, what kind of bullshit are we talking about? Damn, Bill, what the fuck's going on with you? And I'm sorry that I'm kind of explicit right now. Please understand that this man has been in entertainment for 50-some-odd years. This man had a breakthrough show, I Spy, back in the 60s. In the 70s, he had a breakthrough cartoon with Fat Albert. In the 80s, he had the number one show in America for a decade, claiming to be Cliff Huxtable, the doctor, and with the doctor lawyer combo, and he was an all-American great dad. But behind the scenes, this dude was a freaking sexual predator. Are you serious? Oh, you got to be kidding me. You know, in the 80s, when he came out with the Cosby Show, it was him and his five kids, and he lived a wholesome life. And, you know, he was America's dad. Who didn't turn on the television Thursday at 8 o'clock to watch the Cosby Show? It was good old American clean, you know, television. But behind the scenes, this dude was potentially sexually assaulting dozens of women. We're not just talking about one or two. And even, first of all, let me back up, one or two is not, that doesn't, even that's wrong. But dozens of women have came out, and he's got the same MO. He's drugging them up. It goes over and over again. They wake up, they don't know what's happening. Now, during that time, when he was doing this, he was probably one of the most powerful entertainers in America, probably in the world. It was only about 15 to 20 years ago, folks, that he was in the works to buy NBC, and they shut that down real quick. He was in talks to buy NBC from General Electric. That's how powerful he was. So, I cannot believe this is actually going on. And you know what? This says a lot about his character. He will never, you know, people are writing him off as the grumpy old man and the pervert or whatever. But, dude, you're such a freaking hypocrite. And I know. We thought this is another story of actors being role models again. Trying to make actors role models. And he's Heathcliff Huxtable on the greatest, one of the great family sitcoms of all time, but behind the scenes, he's a freaking, he's a womanizer. He's cheating on his, I mean, geez, cheating on his wife. I mean, like, dozens of women. And I know he, I mean, I did read a report, he fathered children outside of his marriage. I mean, really, Bill? Really? Are you serious? I mean, I'm disappointed. I'm hurt. I'm upset. You know, it goes to show, folks. It goes to show. Your role model should be your parents, should be your family members, should be your the people who are influential in your life, in your community, and not put your faith, put your beliefs into actors. Because when it's all said and done, know what? He's an actor. He just did a very good job portraying a good father and a provider and a husband and all that stuff. But in the end, when they said cut, he was out there chasing women. And then when he found them, he was drugging them. He admitted in a 2005 deposition that he bought cake quaaludes to give to women, to sedate them, so he could have sex with them. And actually, he said young women. I'm pissed off that the statute of limitations is out. They can't prosecute him criminally. And so everybody asks, well, why are these ladies waiting until now? I'm sure they spoke out then, but back then, like I said, 20 years ago, he was the most powerful man in show business. There was a reason why he had hundreds of millions of dollars. There's a reason why he had that, because he was shutting all these women up. And I'm sure someone said, I'm not going to take your money. I'm going to tell the world. And whatever the powers that be, it's Hollywood, so you know whatever happens in Hollywood, insert Phil Spector. And if y'all don't know about Phil Spector, look him up. He was the king of producing for 40 years, and he was a bipolar schizo guy who finally got caught after he killed a woman that he just met. But that's, you know, they're going to say, that's Hollywood. Bill was beloved for four generations. And now it's come to find out that he is a predator, that this man preyed on women. I mean, destroyed the sanctity of marriage to his wife. Maybe she knew about it. Maybe she didn't know. Maybe she just accepted the fact that this man, her husband, she gave him five children, and he still couldn't, you know, get enough. It's just sad. It's pitiful and sad. And he had us believing for a decade that he was the great father figure, and he was the, oh, man, they put him right up there with Eight Is Enough and Father Knows Best. You know, he was the Waltons, he was up there. The Cosby Show was one of the greatest of all time. So not only is his reputation hurt, the show has been devastating now. All the cast members on the show are like, what? Maybe they knew, maybe they didn't know. You know, how do you defend a man who admitted doing this? And the sad part, the Associated Press had been fighting for 10 years to get this information out, and finally they got it out 10 years later. So all the time this man was on television and radio preaching, I didn't do it, I didn't do it, I didn't do it, I didn't do it. In the end, he did. He did it multiple times. You know, I'm an older man now, mature man, but 20 years ago, 25 years ago, oh, man, Bill Cosby was the father to everybody. He's the father that every kid, white, black, or indifferent, every kid wanted to have. He was funny. He was cool. He was stern. You know, he was the perfect dad. But we forgot to realize he was just a comedian. In real life, he wasn't. In real life, he was a freaking sex predator. In real life, he was just a man who I can't even explain it, how despicable he was as a man. And then as a husband, dozens of women have came out. And for two decades, he's denied it. He went to sleep at night with his wife and without his wife, knowing in the back of his head, I got a problem. But instead of trying to come to Jesus, come to God and say, you know what, forgive me, Father, for I have sinned, he decides that I'm going to tell the world that I am innocent. All of these women are making it up. Now, here's the thing. You know, at that time, you were the most powerful man in show business. So if one or two women come after you, you know, it's probably part of the business. But dozens of women, more than two dozen women, that's more than 24 women, have made allegations of sexual assault and sexual abuse. Bruh, even if the majority is wrong, the minority is still enough to put you in jail for the rest of your life. He didn't see that? No, he didn't care. And Hollywood and the powers that be kept it on the rug. Now, I'm being a conspiracy theorist. Now I know why he didn't get the he wasn't able to buy NBC, because the powers that be, the television industry knew he was a freaking sexual predator. We're not going to give the business to a sexual predator. He preyed on women. He gave them sedatives. You know, now it's the date rape drug. You know, but back then he gave them Quaaludes. Quaaludes are tranquilizers that sedate you. He gave them tranquilizers with the sole intent of having sex with these young women. It's just depressing. It pisses me off. And then, like I said, the hypocrite that he is, for more than a decade, how he was on the Cosby Show and he's the all American dad, but as soon as they say cut, he was chasing the first piece of tail that wasn't his wife. So I'm pissed off because that perception. But as I've gotten older, I realized that, you know what, they're not your role models, family. These actors and entertainers and sports stars, they are regular, disturbed people like everybody else. Bill Cosby is dysfunctional. And now he's going to go down into the history books as a predator. He may not get sent to jail, but his reputation, his finances, his integrity is ruined. His name is ruined. When you think of Bill Cosby now, you're going to think of a sexual predator. And that's unfortunate. When you think of O.J., you're going to think about a guy who killed two people. You know? So to all my, you know, all these black entertainers and black stars and athletes, you know what? If you're doing dirt, it's going to eventually come out. It may not come out today or tomorrow or 20 years from now, but it will come out. Just damn idiots, man. I can't believe that. Freaking Bill Cosby. You know, Bill, you did your dirt, bruh. You did your dirt. 30 women can't be wrong. They can't all be wrong, Bill. You screwed up, bruh. But you thought you was the president of the United States. You thought you was Bill Clinton instead of Bill Cosby. Oops. Bill Clinton had to admit, but you didn't want to. Man, like I said, Bill, what the hell were you thinking? Now you're going to die an old man, freaking lonely, alone, miserable. That's the way you're going to finish, bro. The way you're going to finish. You know, for the young generation, he's just a, He's just a crudgy old man. But for the older generation, you heard us all, bro. This is your boy, J. Floyd, 924 Network. I'll holler.